Okay, I just pooped. What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. This is Rockcast. If you want to look right over yonder here, this guy's name is Parker Miner, and he likes to hang out here at Rockcast as well. He's got his own parking spot now. He's moved up. Moving up really quickly, and we're very, very proud of him. Hopefully he stays around for a little longer. But welcome to the show, guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And if you're watching the show, hi. And if you're not watching the show in some sort of podcast situation, you still heard me. So it still makes sense. We're all good.
That's right.
But anyway, thanks for checking in with us. This week on the show, we've got another fine fellow coming on the show. And I love saying fine fellow because I don't know the reaction.
Who is it?
You want to know who it is?
Of course. So does everybody else listen, and who, and anybody watching?
They all want to know who it is because we're doing a show. That's right. Okay, I get it now. I get it. This is the show.
Give them a clue. Give them a clue. What instrument
we,
do they play?
Well, it's not. We have a thing apparently on the show with drummers. I don't know why, but we
love drummers.
Attracted to drummers for some reason, and we are okay with that. Listen, we have a 12-step program that we're going to, but I think we're going to stop doing it because we're okay with it. We're okay with drummers in this world. We're fine. Listen, here's the thing. Kent Dimmel is on the show this week. He's from a band that we like to call In This Moment. And if you've never heard of them, what?
How could you not have heard of them? There is no other option.
Use some sort of web browser and look it up. But anyway, he's on the show today, tonight, this evening, this morning, whenever it is you're listening tomorrow to the show. And we're going to do this thing we like to call talking. So if you're okay with that, Kent, what brings you out to our parts of the world?
You guys invited me.
We did?
That's accurate. Yep, that's true.
It was after that pint of whiskey we did.
Yeah, that's right. The crazy thing
is, that'll be a good idea.
The crazy thing is he was like, yeah, that's a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. And we're like, got him.
Yeah.
We got him.
We don't. He doesn't know what he just got.
No idea. No clue at all.
No, there's a reason drummers don't have microphones.
Actually,
that's a good point.
They do. They do have access to them very, very easily. Cymbals. We got some snare drums. We got the kick drum. We got all those mics. All you do is get down there and grab it and just mess some stuff up for everybody.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
That's why they gate them.
You know what? That's true.
That's a good point.
Way to ruin it. Way to ruin it. All right. Well, anyway. Kent, you're into drumming. You enjoy hitting sticks onto some sort of I don't know, padded situation. I don't know what do they call drum heads. What is that actually made out of?
It's plastic.
Plastic. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you like to hit plastic and make good sounds with it. I dig it. Yeah,
with wood.
I dabble. With
wood.
Dabble. It's not. I dabble a little
bit.
Fine.
It's not weird. It's not weird at all. Now, today is a good day because we're going to talk about some rock and roll. We're going to talk about probably some sort of metal, maybe some alternative music. I don't know. We'll see how the night takes us or where the night takes us. But what, you know, we've got a situation, again, if you don't know what is happening in the world right now with some sort of pandemic situation, what is wrong with you, for one? And stop it. Just stop it. Kent, what have you been up to, man?
Well, since when? Since the pandemic started? Yeah, a long time ago.
It was like 7 years ago. It seems like.
What have you been doing for the past 7 years?
Remember when it was just like supposed to be a 2-week thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Almost a year ago. Yeah.
It was supposed to be done at Father's Day or Mother's Day or something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, that, you know, during that 2-week thing, I was kind of like, okay, well, 2 weeks, I can deal with that. So, it was just kind of me hanging out, and I was working on all the cars and stuff, getting stuff done that I kind of let go because, you know, we tour so much that, you know, little things just kind of get pushed to the side because I'm not home much. Yep. And then when I am, I want to go see friends and family and that stuff.
Of course.
So I used the first 2 weeks, you know, just to work on the cars and get everything dialed in.
Did you put some NOS on it?
Yeah, some underglow.
Yes, some neons. Some street glow light kits.
Yeah. And then, you know, that was about the 2 weeks. And then after that, I started getting pretty bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been playing a little bit, teaching on, over Zoom. That's good. Yeah.
So speaking of teaching, so, you know, we do the whole Zoom thing too, and we hate it. But you do teaching, like, do you do it out in like a classroom setting too, like before the pandemic? or did you just start doing it on Zoom?
I just started doing it on Zoom. I mean, I went to Musicians Institute down in California a few years ago, and after that, I got hired as a teaching assistant, and then I taught at a neighborhood rock school as well.
Nice.
I was kind of doing that, and then when the pandemic hit, I was like, man, I'm just going to see if anybody wants to come hang with me for an hour and play drums. And
Well, you accepted our application, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it kind of weird though, doing this via the internet? Because you can't really, I mean, you've got people watching you, but is it weird to not be able to actually literally see what they're doing?
Yeah. Because I mean, most people are just they're on their laptop or they're on their phone or something like that. And I try to make it as good as I can. So I have all my mics hooked up and running in, so it sounds real nice. And then I have an overhead shot as well as a side shot, and then a shot of my feet so they can kind of see everything. Yep. And I'm trying to watch them, but it's just you can see just their shoulder or something.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's tough. I was like, nice double pedal. I didn't see it at all.
Not at all. That's kind of cool though.
That's
It's been pretty fun. I've been, it's been a long time since I actually taught. I mean, I joined the band in 2016. I haven't done lessons since I joined the band. So getting back into it's been pretty cool.
Well, and speaking of 2016, I want to talk a little bit about, 3x Design, and then we'll get into Black Fall too. But this man, you grew up in a small town. So, it was very hard. And I can relate to that. It wasn't a small town. They're just crappy musicians. But you had to do what you needed to do. But how did 3x Design come about? What was the idea behind that?
What was that? So at that time I was in Los Angeles, going to Musicians Institute, and I was still a student there, and all my teachers kept telling me, man, you gotta get out and start playing with bands. You can't be locked in your drum room the whole time.
A pandemic.
Yeah.
Like me and Eric, we're stuck in our rooms. We're in timeout for the next 6 years.
So I had, I had stuff on YouTube and, this other website called Bandmix. Mm. That's where I kind of put my YouTube videos and stuff. And, it just kind of, I built up that profile on Bandmix. And then, the guitar player, Kevin, reached out to me.
Nice.
And he's like, hey man, I saw some of your videos, looks awesome. You want to jam with us or whatever. And I had offers like that before, but they were the best sounding ones when he's giving me the demos and stuff. So then I just kind of, went and jammed with them at a rehearsal spot one night. They said, just learn one of these songs. They sent me three. I learned all three and, went and jammed. And I think that night they're like, yeah, dude, you want to be our drummer? I was like, sweet. Yeah, I do. And then 2 days later, the singer quit.
Oh dang. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So then back to Craigslist. Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks horribly.
But it worked out. We found the singer that was on the music that we put out. We found John. And he came in. He's great with lyrics and melodies and stuff. I mean, he came in, we sent him a demo. He came in like one night with all these lyrics and a melody. And we had a song done in our first jam session. And it was one of our best songs, I think.
That's pretty good, man. That is really good. Now, you have 3x Design, but then you also did Black Fall. Now, how far apart were they?
They overlapped a little bit. Just because during that time, I'd done 3x Design for probably about a year and a half, and then started looking for other gigs too, because I was kind of thinking that, all my other idols are in 2, 3, 5, 7, 10 bands at one time, what I mean? Yep. And here I am in one, putting my heart and soul into it, which is great, but maybe I need to expand out and meet some more people.
Right, yeah.
And my girlfriend took me to an In This Moment concert.
Mm.
And so I'm watching them and I'm seeing all these, they got dancers and these lights and it's this heavy music. I'm like, holy crap. And I was pretty new to Instagram at the time. And I think she actually made my Instagram for me.
Good for her.
And so I'm searching on there for some of the In This Moment guys. And the only one I could find was Randy.
Oh, wow.
And so then I followed him. And, you know, then I'm like looking for bands and stuff throughout this. And a couple months later, he puts a post up saying, looking for a drummer in the LA area.
What you are know, the odds?
And his little tag at the on Instagram right under his name said Burbank.
Ooh.
I'm like, well, if he's in Burbank, I'm in North Hollywood. That's like done. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? Yep.
You could get your scooter and go over there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I sent him my website that had some videos and stuff on it, and I didn't hear back from him for like 3 or 4 days. I was just sweating bullets.
Oh, the anxiety. Come on, man.
You know? Yep. And like the fourth day, I get an email from him saying, cool, man, sounds awesome. Here's a couple of the songs. Check them out. Let me know what you think. And I was like, okay, well, I'm expecting like, you know, some heavy stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Not that at all.
Really?
It was like everybody's playing 12 string guitars. It's all acoustic. It's congas, bongos, shakers, tambourine. Just the only like drum kit stuff on there is a kick drum, a snare, and then a hi-hat every once in a while.
Was it a trick?
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't know how to play.
That's actually pretty funny. That's good.
So what was the point though? Like what, just so they could see what you could do in that scenario?
No, that was the music. That was the band. The band is like a very, I don't know, like earthy acoustic.
Yeah. Right.
Thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Which is not what I had expected at all.
Wow. That's,
and so I was like, well, man, I got to go for it. Cause
yeah, of course.
I mean, he's playing with all these bands that I listen
right.
to.
Right.
And so I did a bunch of weird stuff. Cause there's like 5 different parts going on. So I took like a mallet and I duct taped a shaker to it. So I could use a shaker and hit the toms, you know, and I got so some, good. I borrowed my buddy's like roto toms and put them over here and just cranked them super tight. So they kind of sounded like bongos. That's
crazy.
And so now I'm like doing all this stuff. And I was like, man, I hope he likes it.
I think so. Yeah. I think it actually went very well.
I think it paid off.
Yeah.
I think it was, a good time. You get the call saying that, hey man, it's you. How crazy was that? Did you actually believe in that moment that not in this moment? Sorry. That
in this,
I did not mean that. No, I mean, I did mean that. That's what I meant. But was it, you know, what your feelings? I mean, obviously you were excited, but did you really believe it at first?
The getting the in this moment gig? No, I mean, no, because I had been sweating that for probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wondering if I was going to get a call because, you know, the last drummer, Tom, he left. And then I got a text from Randy saying, hey, if you know any drummers that want to audition, wink, wink.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh crap, no way. And he'd never seen me like actually play before. He'd only seen me do the congas and the bongo thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, make a couple videos, make like 2 videos or something and send them. And just, he emphasized, make them really good. He's like, the band's very visual. So don't just put your phone up and just say, okay, here's a song.
Need to be kind of creative.
So I called a buddy of mine and, you know, he had like this really nice camera. We did all these different shots and edited it together and all this stuff. And I sent it to him and he's like, holy crap, this is awesome. Yeah. And, crazy. You know, I was, like I said, I was waiting to hear from the band for like 2 weeks, I think, or something. And, they finally called me. And after they told me, Randy was like, dude, I wanted to tell you the whole time. You were like in the lead the whole time.
Well, that's a good compliment.
Well, yeah. I actually watched the 2017 audition for you know, for what you've done for them, and it was actually really good. I mean, I thought you were already there. I thought you were just I don't know. Anyway, it was really good. I enjoyed the crap out of that. But for those of you that are watching, listening to the show, if you can go to YouTube and find all that stuff. Actually, you know what? I have a link. I'll have a link in this. What's this thing called, Parker? A show?
Description.
This little television.
You know, that little thing.
Yeah.
Well, stuff right below the video.
Yeah. It'll be somewhere right around this bottom area. For those of you that are on podcasting, you're missing out on the video. You are so missing out because I'm doing hand motions and you can't see them. That sounded weird and dirty. Anyway, Listen, moving on.
Three guys in hand motions. What is going on? What happened to this show?
It's just going down to the pooper. So going back to Black Fall. Now it's an acoustic project, which by the way was pretty awesome how everybody put all that stuff together and made it into what it is. And again, guys, if you go Google Black Fall and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff come. Well, Black Fall music, I think, is what I had to do, but just go look at it. It's pretty good stuff. Do you ever go back and do any of that music with those guys or just play it on your own or anything like that?
No, not really, just because it's kind of a thing where, you know, at first it was almost like, wow, this is turning out really good. The music came together really nicely and everything was working out well. So it was like, what could we do with this? But Randy and I aren't in this moment. We're always gone so much. And it was just kind of like, you know, schedules and stuff. So the second time around when we did like the second EP, it was just kind of like, you know, we'll do it when the time is right. And when it feels like we need to do some music.
Right.
You know, and now like I'm in Seattle and he's in LA. So on the last one, I flew down there and did some stuff. And, you know, so it's just kind of a thing. I think when we feel like doing it, you do something.
Yeah. That makes sense. I dig that. That's,
I was going to ask where you're at in Seattle. My mom's in Seattle right now.
Oh yeah.
Hey mom.
Hey mom.
Hey mom.
Yeah.
Wait,
I got a good friend in Spokane too. I love it up there.
Oh, you said it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's not Spokane. Not Spokane.
Right?
No, you will get
who
you
says
will
that,
get punched.
Spokane?
You will get punched for
that's
that.
Like
right in the jugular.
Oh, that's like when Eric says Louisville. He says Louisville. I'm like, dude.
Louisville. But I say it with the lisp, so that way it doesn't make me sound as stupid. Instead of saying Louisville, I say Louisville, because then everything's fine. Everybody's like, he's just weird. He's
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he is.
It's not his fault.
Not his fault. And then it's all fine. And they're like, well, he's weird. I'm going to go. Now, you were on so far. Have you been on two In This Moment albums? Or is there... It's only two, right?
Yeah, because I've been with the band since 2016. So it was Ritual.
And Mother.
And then Mother, the new one that came out.
Right. Dude, that's cool. That's cool. Music videos. Do you have? I know she's very theatrical. Very theatrical.
Oh yeah.
So do you guys? And I haven't seen every single music video, but do you guys all do it as a band, or is it more theatrical than that? Does that make sense?
I mean, on as far as like the days of the shooting stuff. So when they're shooting the video, like the whole band's there.
Okay.
You know, we're all there waiting to, you know, everybody's got their own solo shots, and then you got like the group shot. And then since we have a lot of visual stuff, there's like the visual stuff in between, whatever that may be. You know, so it's usually a pretty long day.
So I'm assuming that because of all the visual stuff, that it's not just, I mean, it's probably, I don't know about twice as long, but it's longer than say, I don't know if it's a normal music video, but you know, just a regular band music video, because you got to go put all the theatrics and stuff in there. So it seems to me like you're taking an already long day and making it longer, but the end result is still amazing. How long does a video shoot generally take in your world?
I think the last one, well, not the last one we did, because the last one we did, we weren't even in it because it was because of the whole COVID thing. Right. But the one before that, I want to say was it 1 or 2 days? It might have been 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrapping up, you know, in the afternoon on day two,
right,
kind of thing.
You guys, you played, did you get to play Rock in the Range?
Yeah.
So it was in 17 when you, that was, I think it was 17, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, we were there. That was, I remember, I was thinking, I was like, man, I know In This Moment was on stage at the time. I just can't remember what year it was.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough so far to be with them long enough now to where we've hit like all the major festivals. And
that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, and I think that's the best way as a band. That's the best way to hit the most, you know, like the biggest impact, because obviously there's generally a lot of people I mean, Rock of the Range was insane. It was like 10,000 people.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, there's just a lot of people that can see you at one time. And I think that's a great way to, well, we'll call it networking, but you know, to get out there and get in front of your fans.
Yeah, of course.
And especially,
and the goal is to, you know, make them want to come back and see your full show. That's the goal.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of 2017, there were some awards that in this moment was nominated for. Alternative Press Music Awards. Again, back in 2017, you guys were nominated for Best Hard Rock Artist and Best Live Band. And then also Loudwire Music Awards nominated you for the Hard Rock Artist of the Year.
I believe it.
And we think that's pretty awesome, too.
That's
cool. We've been nominated to get off of the air. That's really all we've been nominated for. So
we're still on. They can't do it.
We're still here. We're still here.
Not shutting you down.
Nope. We will never leave. there was in this moment came to Nashville again before the pandemic. It was probably
I remember that
years
show.
Ago maybe. Was this 2020? Mm-hmm. So maybe a couple years ago, something like that. Was that?
Yeah.
Was that Mercy Lounge? And I remember because I was covering it. I was doing photography, and so up front, that was the first time I'd ever seen them live. And the amount of effort put into these shows, and it was at Mercy Lounge, which is it's not a huge venue, but it's a decent sized venue. Just the amount of stuff that was on stage, and the amount of people that were on stage, and just the show presence was just amazing. It was just mind-blowing, and it's the first time I'd ever been a part of that.
That's like putting an arena style show into Mercy Lounge.
Yeah, seriously, I was very impressed with how well that was put together. For the size of the venue and the amount of stuff that was there, it went really well. I mean, I thought it went really well anyway.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of shit.
Yeah, you do. You really do. But it also makes for a really good show. But I'm assuming, too, that means that you have to have more crew members. You have to have more people. You have to have more of pretty much everything because you just simply have more stuff.
I mean, our buses are at max capacity.
Oh my gosh.
I imagine so.
That's crazy. Well, the bus life. How long have you been on a bus consistently? What's the longest?
Like, we had I think it might have even been the last tour. We had a travel day. And so we were on the bus for 2 days solid.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Ugh.
Without getting off?
It was awful.
Yeah. That's not fun at all.
No.
So what did you do to occupy the time? Because you're on a moving vehicle, so you can't really do a whole lot.
Yeah, I watched movies and I mean it's just,
that's what I would have done.
Lot.
Don't have video games on there?
I think at that time they did. Somebody, like, you know, one of the techie people, like, had a Game Boy or something that they could hook up to the TV, and then they had, like, controllers for
Nintendo
it.
Nintendo Switch. That's where it's at right there.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a sponsor.
Oh,
Nintendo
sweet.
Switch. Nintendo Switch.
Oh, Nintendo would be a really cool sponsor.
Wouldn't it? That'd be amazing. Kent, get on it.
Yep.
I'm
on it. Man. Well.
We'll give you commission.
Let's see. So, because you're a theatrical band, that means you have to wear body paint sometimes. I'm calling it body paint and not makeup. it's weird. It's weird if you do makeup. But my question is, you know, you're out there playing drums, which arguably the most rigorous job in the band is being the drummer because you are constantly moving. Is it hard to keep that in place, or does it smear? How do you keep it there?
It kind of depends on the show, honestly. Like if it's a show where it's in, say, a theater and they have really nice AC,
not bad.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of stays. But when you're in Texas and you're playing in a tin can, it stays on for half a song.
Man,
and then it looks like somebody just blew charcoal powder on your face.
Humidity, sweat.
Does it ever get in your eyeballs? Yeah. Does it ever?
It has before.
Adventures over there. Yeah, that's.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that? What does it not affect your drumming? You're just like one eye on it. And like...
Well, I feel like I got used to it or something because
it makes them do better.
Yeah, I must have built up a tolerance to it because you know I know it's there. I know it's running. I mean, I got it all around my eyes, but I don't know.
It's kind of like Sting. How did Sting do it all those years in WCW, Eric?
Oh, yeah. That Sting, yes.
Yeah, that's the only Sting.
The only
one. Another Sting. Mm. Oh, man.
Sting was my guy when I was a kid.
Right?
He's my favorite.
Yep. Dude, what happened to those days?
They're
I had the little action figure with the bat.
Yeah, I still, you know what? I still hear that Sting is still in the rafters.
Still up there. He's still up there. He's hanging out.
The crow's up there too. Oh man, this is what happens on the show.
It's just random and weird. Kent, you play Sabian cymbals. Now, you heard that I watched a YouTube video of yours earlier, and I didn't need any help from anybody. It's something that I do on my own now. I noticed that one of your cymbals has holes all around it, right?
Yeah. Why?
What does that do?
It just sounds cool. You know, it kind of, I started using those because when I was a kid, for some reason, I know people will hate it when I say this, but I didn't like China cymbals.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They will hate you. Yeah.
They just, I don't know. So, they just, so they sound like the same a trash can lid.
Yeah, it did.
You know, and I just, I don't know. I was never into it, but then I found, I don't have one now. This one's got the smaller holes in it, right. But the one you're talking about is the Ozone.
Right. Yeah.
And I found that, and I would play it, and I'm like, okay, this sounds pretty cool.
So, wait, does it mute it, or does it expand it? Which does it do?
It's just a different sound. It's not as ringy, I guess. It's like a mix between a crash and a
okay.
China.
Okay,
yeah, that's cool. That's a perfect mix.
And so I started using those, and then the band was like, look, how do you not have a China? And I joined. I'm like, I don't like them. And then they all pitched in one year and got me a China.
Oh, no. So now you have one.
Wow.
Yep. Hey, and I like it now.
Well,
fair enough, man. Fair enough.
It took a little time to warm up to it. You got any cowbell on that thing?
No cowbell. Well, I mean, I got a little like sample pad. I could probably cue one up for you. So.
Man, that's the part I love about drum kits. The drummers that have those sample pads, and you put the 808 bass drop in there, man. Yep. And it's like, boom.
Yeah, they're cool. I'm still trying to figure out how to incorporate mine more because I haven't had it that long. Just kind of trying to figure out, like, okay, what can I put in these songs? Because, you know, when we're playing, there's already a lot of stuff happening.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I imagine.
Yeah. So when you're doing that, I mean, I know you just kind of said because you had another cymbal that you thought, well, I can put something in here. But when you guys are creating the song, when you're creating your part specifically, do you have like an idea of creativity that maybe you didn't have before starting in the band because of being in this band? Does that make sense? Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in the sense of like I'm more familiar with how the band is structured like song wise. Right, okay.
Yeah.
I know that just from doing it for the amount of time I have now, I know certain drum fills that they like. I know certain beats that they like that fit the song really well. So I know that, okay, if I can add a couple of these in there, that's going to make them happy.
Yeah.
Going to stick with their sound.
That's good. A good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea. Very nice. So when we get back into shows, when we do all of this fun stuff, venues versus, I mean, we kind of touched on this a little earlier, but venues versus festivals, what other, I guess that's pretty much the only thing you do, but which one is better? I mean, obviously we've talked about festivals having the most people. But at a venue, it seems to be versus a festival, it seems to be a little bit more intimate. Is there a preference in your world, or does it just like this is, you know, it's another unique show?
I mean, really, it depends on the person because, you know, most of the people in the band, I think, like the shows and the venues where we're headlining because we're the top dogs. Right. We can put on our full show. Right. We get to play more. Me personally, I like festivals just because, you know, you go to a festival and it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to play in front of all these people. Yeah. That's amazing. There's
something about that atmosphere.
Yeah. And then not only am I going to play in front of all these people, but let's say Korn's headlining it. I get to go watch Korn tonight, you know, right? Go watch Seether or, you know, Seven Dust or whoever. And I go get to see all these bands that I love and see a bunch of people that I've toured with, and I love
festivals. Well, that's what I was going to ask you too, is there enough time when you're playing a festival that you can go and do that as often as you'd like? I mean, obviously you just said you could, but you know, do you have more time to do that than not?
At first I did, but then things kind of started getting busy because, I mean, for one, it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get the makeup on and stretch out and all that stuff. So for that time, can't really go, see other bands and stuff. And then afterwards, you know, you're like, God, I just want to shower and get all this stuff off me, you know? So, I try to make it work. Like if I have to leave the gross stage clothes on to go watch one of the bands I really want to watch, I'll do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's worth it.
Yeah. And then I think it was this last year I started doing this thing with the Music Experience. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them. They have a booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I started doing a thing with them where I'll go over there during the day for like 30 minutes and I'll sign stuff and take pictures with fans and meet people.
That's fun.
It's a blast.
We do that at Cracker Barrel every now and again.
Yeah, we do.
Nice.
They don't realize it, but we've got kicked out.
There's a big crowd at 5 o'clock in the morning. You'd be surprised.
There is, and they look at us kind of funny, but we still do it. We're there for the fans. We love our fans.
Yep.
All
sometimes those we go above and beyond, and we make our way to Hardee's within the same day.
The same day. Wow. Yeah.
Do you have Hardee's out there in Seattle?
Nope.
What about Cracker Barrel? Is that out there?
Is there a Cracker Barrel? I mean, I haven't seen one. I feel like I Googled it, though, and there was one somewhere, but just one.
Wow. I'm pretty sure there's a coffee joint out there that we're all familiar with.
There might be one.
Oh, I heard about that one.
Yeah. It's new. It's not, you know, not too big. It's a nice place. That was actually awesome. I went out there too a couple years ago to the Seattle area, Mount Baker, all that stuff. And I love coffee. So every day, sometimes two or three times a day, I could have whatever kind of coffee I wanted.
Coffee.
I could literally just turn around and there was more coffee. Literally anywhere you go,
coffee.
There's coffee. Yep. There is some of those big chains we were just talking about. Sometimes those are on every corner. Every single corner. You're like,
it's like 7-Eleven.
There's one right over there. Why is there one? All right, that's cool. And there's one over here. Okay, sweet. But anyway, it was nice. It was very nice. I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Well, it's good to have your options.
Yeah. We don't really do that here.
Here in Nashville, they're like, oh, you drink that liberal coffee up there in Seattle. it's just coffee to me, and I really like it.
That's right. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Kent, now here's the thing. You have these things called drumsticks. We talked about that earlier, right?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed, again, in that 2017 video you did, not 2017, you did there's a video on your page, on your channel that you did. Let's just stop there because I don't know what I'm talking about.
What's going on Kent? I think we just need to take over.
Which page are you talking about? Are you talking about my OnlyFans?
There was that video on there, and I did buy that one. That's fine. That's mine now. But it was on your YouTube situation, the public one. And I noticed that you were talking about your sticks. This is a pen, by the way, folks listening out and looking out there. I have a pen in my hand. This is not a drumstick. They have your logo for one. Yeah, like
there
that.
It is.
Yep.
And then they have your.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. And again, for those of you that are not watching this, you can't see what he's doing. So now you got to come watch the video. But I noticed that they had that on there. Now, how long did it take you to get that signature just right to where you're like, no, this can go on my sticks permanently? We're good.
Oh, man. No, it was probably a couple days. I was just in the front lounge of the bus with pieces of paper that just had my name just covered all over.
That's cool, though. It would take me way longer than that.
Now, can you still write like that? Is that now your signature? Can you still do that? Okay,
yeah, all right. Because I kind of had to do the same thing too when I first joined the band, and somebody was like, "Oh, you got to figure out what your signature is going to be," and I'm like, "I never even thought of that."
That's crazy.
Let me see that again. Yep. Let me see that signature.
Pull that
again.
Back up.
That's wrong one.
Oh,
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. No, yeah, I can actually read it, too. Yep. It is good.
Can you imagine having to sign that actually with a Sharpie? That it wouldn't end well, I feel.
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, if I throw it to a fan gets one, they'll bring it to me. Like, can you sign this? I'm like, well, I kind of already did.
Already did, homie. Here it is.
But I'll do it again.
This is double time. You need to buy another ticket, and then I'll sign it. That's how that works.
Yeah, that's – oh, man.
Oh, man. Hey, how do you feel about having an IMDb page? You have an IMDb page. Yes, you do. It's kind of like OnlyFans, just with less nudity. So there's that. But you do.
So it's not counting my OnlyFans
videos? Some of them. Two of them.
Okay, the longer ones.
Yeah, So
there he is. I found him.
Bam.
You're right.
Bam.
He's famous.
He's so famous. We got a famous guy on the show. Anyway, you do. You have an IMDb account. I think it has, you know, the music videos and all that stuff on there. But I've seen a lot of music videos, and I don't have an IMDb account yet. So I'm kind of jealous of your IMDb account. Kind of nice. I dig it. You should actually look it up sometime and be like, oh,
I should.
Cool.
He's going to do it after
He's
this.
He's probably doing it right now.
You know what? Well, you need to add your profile picture. I will say that.
That's true. There is nothing on there. You are
I'm going to put myself on
You are
there.
A great guy.
Oh,
perfect. That's definitely not him. That's not Kent.
Not him.
Nope.
Not him. Not him at all. Anyway, yeah, I think that was that's pretty cool. You it's all music videos and stuff like that. And
I didn't even know they counted those.
Oh,
that's
they
pretty cool.
Do.
Yeah, I didn't either,
actually.
I don't
think they always did, but I think somebody lobbied them enough to where they're like, fine, I'll add it in.
Yeah.
If that will shut you up, it will. Okay, then. Fine.
Done.
Now you've got an IMDb account. That's how we got our show. It's pretty cool.
That's right.
We got to talk about, definitely have to talk about two things, and you can pick which one to talk about first. But you kind of touched on it earlier. You do drum clinics, so I want to know more about the drum clinics in themselves. And then also the VIP snare experience. And I know that's a little weird right now, but we can still kind of talk about it and figure out what it is. But so which one of those do you want to talk about first?
Maybe the clinics. Sweet. Those are pretty
and
fun.
Go.
Oh, okay. On the spot.
You got 2 minutes.
And countdown.
Uninterrupted. There we go.
Uninterrupted. the clinics. So those are actually really fun. I wish I could do more of them than I do, but they're kind of few and far between. Yeah. You know, it kind of depends on the shop and if they can afford it, because, you know, I mean, music stores are hurting, and now I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But they're a lot of fun. My first one I did was in Kansas. Nice. At I think it's called Big Dudes Music.
Cool.
And I was, you know, super nervous, had no idea what I was gonna do, but I just got up there and just kind of talked about my journey from little kid in a small town all the way up in this moment, and stuff that I learned along the way that I think anybody can apply to help them get to where they want to go, kind of thing.
For sure.
And,
ever go?
You know, they're a lot of fun.
Do you ever go back home and like feel like you're the biggest person around?
No, I get humbled pretty quickly when my girlfriend makes me like clean the litter box.
You know? Yeah, I bet you do.
That's awesome. Yeah, welcome home. The litter box needs changed. Go ahead and change that now would be good.
And while you're at it, go ahead and get the brakes done on the car, honey.
Take the trash out. Do all that stuff. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah,
I leave for like 2
like
hours.
Where are we ordering dinner from tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been here in a couple weeks, so you get to make dinner for the next 200
It's your turn.
100 days.
It's your turn. You go do that now. That's when you get Uber Eats.
That's right. DoorDash.
DoorDash it.
Or you just grab yourself a Reese's.
That's right. Right there.
Sponsor. Oh, look at that. Reese's. I got the munchies right now. I don't know what that's about.
That's a weird situation.
How does that happen?
It's probably some alien situation thing.
In my stomach.
VIP snare experience, Kent. This sounds intriguing. And I know that it's kind of weird right now. But, you know, tell us a little bit about it and what all we can find out about it, I guess.
Want to know more?
That's like the big dog meet and greet thing that I have. Ooh. And basically what it is I get a snare drum from D-Drum, the company that I play, and I do a bunch of work to it and customize it and do, you know, design it and make it all cool looking. So basically they send me like a, say a regular just black snare, right, and I'll just take all the paint off of it and just do my own stuff to it. And,
That's cool. It takes a long time.
Now, when you do that, I noticed that you do several different ways. There's like a wood burning technique and a, you know, a couple different paint jobs. Yeah. What's your favorite one to do? Is it the painting or the burning?
I like the burning. I mean, I took one of those, it's called a weed torch,
yep,
I think.
Yep.
A weed torch?
Yeah, I took one of those big torches, the last ones I did.
That's like the torch you do dabs with.
That's
fine. Yeah. So you make the drum heads, the snare drums, and then what happens?
And then I ship the drum down to Nashville because that's where our storage unit is.
Represent.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can send one here if you
want. I take it with me on tour, and you know, the person that purchases it, they show up about an hour before the show, and so I hang out with them, show them the drum.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I'll bring them in early.
Oh.
And get them right up on the rail.
That's awesome.
And just kind of, you know, show them the venue and some kind of little bit of behind the scenes stuff. And then I take the drum and I play it that night for the whole show.
That's cool.
Nice.
And then afterwards I bring it down and they get the snare drum with all the marks all over it. They get the sticks that I used.
That's actually a really cool combination. So they get
a before and after photo of, you know, what it looked like before. Yeah. And, oh, dude, that is awesome. That is a really
cool. And I'll sign it after I'm done playing it over all the marks and stuff. So my signature's on there real big.
I would have loved to have that as a fan of like a lot of bands that I grew up listening to, man. That would have been really cool.
Let's do that with our boxers. Can we do that with our boxers? We can just make them into
things. I already have.
Okay. Well, then we'll
do that. You should, because I thought about doing that.
You know what? I'm going to do it right now.
I don't think it'd go over.
I don't know, man. Here's my philosophy is I'll apologize later. That has probably never worked out well, but I still do it. I still do it every single time. Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is, but
I've got some, I found some,
okay, but look. Now you need to put some bedazzle on that or something and then sign it. And then we'll ship it off to somebody for like $500.
Here, I'm going to give it away free right now. There we go.
We could all three wear it.
That's right. We could all three wear it, sign it. Yeah. Bedazzle.
What are you trying to say? I just ate all those Reese's.
Sponsor.
Damn it. Oh, man. Can't we need one of those drum heads? We want to give one of those. You know what? We should give one of those away. That would be really cool.
We should.
What's that?
A drum head away.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Here's the thing on this show, Kent. Now you said, again, you agreed to this. You said, no, this is a good idea.
I did.
You did. Yeah. You said that. I think this is going to be a good idea. No, it's probably not going to be because we're about ready to play a game. Now it's going to be an easy game. It's going to be a simple game.
Oh, hell,
but it's called Would You Rather. You familiar? Are you familiar with this game? Okay, yeah. Good. Cause I've got three questions for you, my friend. It might get weird. It might get weird, but we'll.
I'm hoping it does.
If it doesn't, Parker will take over.
He'll take completely over this.
He's good. All right. Gentlemen, ladies, there's ladies in the house. I don't want to exclude anybody. I have a couple midgets. What's up, guys? look forward to your emails. I don't get enough of them. Would you rather change the future or the past?
Oh boy.
We get deep on this show.
So can I see where if I could change the future, then that means I can see where it's going.
I would say that's probably true. Yes, for this scenario.
So then why change the future?
Change the future. Okay.
Yeah.
But you could actually do both though. If you actually change the past, then it could change the future.
It could.
Ooh.
That's an interesting twist there. Ooh. I learned that from my good friend Doc Brown.
Dun, dun, dun. Crap. Now what do we? I mean, that just broke the bank right there.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good twist.
I don't know.
All right.
Well,
I think I like Kent's answer better though. Definitely the future.
We're gonna go with that.
Well, I mean, if you could change the past, and know how the future is going to turn out, then right. I would change the past.
Well, then you have to get a DeLorean and go to the alternate 1985 okay. well, and figure out what that's going to be.
With this question, I'm asking you if you could change the future or change the past, which means that you probably already know the future and already know the past. So which one would you Ooh. Change, right? Well, we're assuming that you already know both of those scenarios. So then you have to choose wisely or not at all. In 2020, somebody screwed up massively.
Yeah, just go ahead and royally screw it up.
I mean, you know, if I could change the past and see how the future would go, then I'd do that. But if I can't do that, then I'm going
to
change right. the future.
So you're like like Netflix and just kind of moving forward real quick just to see if there's something interesting. And then you're like, no, I'm going back here.
yeah.
Yep. Go back here. okay. so you're going to change the future. All right. Boy, I hope so. I hope you do something with your life.
Me too.
would you rather be naked in Antarctica or wear a snowsuit in the Sahara Desert?
Ooh, I haven't heard this one. This is Jesus. Good.
As much as I don't like frostbite, I'd probably rather be naked in Antarctica.
Really?
Because I hate the heat.
you know, and you have to wear, you have to wear a snowsuit, which are meant to keep you warm. That would...
Yeah.
But then you have extremities hanging out in Antarctica, and those things are going to be the first to go.
Yep, right. Frostbite.
I don't know, man. I mean, then it's dehydration or, I mean, a severe sunburn for sure.
Sand, I'd hate to come across that guy in the middle of the ice age.
That would suck. Sand in your butthole. I mean.
What happened to his balls?
They're like over there. They're somewhere over there. It's like Lorena Bobbitt all over again. okay, so you're going to be naked in Antarctica. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be the worst case of blue balls I've ever
horrible.
Seen.
Horrible. like 25 feet away from you even. Social. Your balls are social distancing. you said yes. This is your fault. Last question. Would you rather vomit through your nose?
Oh, I've done that.
Or poop through your mouth?
Oh, wow. That's like a like South Park, like that episode. Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
yeah, I'm probably gonna vomit out my nose.
Okay, if you were gonna say poop through your mouth, I was gonna be a little worried.
I can't even do that.
Oh,
can't even figure that out.
I think we've all had a little vomit out of our nose.
Yeah, like before the show, even. You know, just do it. I'll probably do it after the show too. I'm trying to keep my figure. You know how it goes.
It's a nightly thing for me when we play.
Yeah. It's very nice. You just opened up the drum head and insert it in there, and it mutes everything for you. Real nice.
You should actually bag it up and sell it at the merch booth.
We started to sell trash bag gas. And
trash bag
gas. We just put our butt to a trash can bag, trash bag, and put our gas inside there, close it up.
And then you can't sign the gas because you can't sign it.
Yeah,
it's impossible. So you got to sign the bag.
You can't sign gas. It's impossible to do. You can't do
it. That's genius. You're kind of in like the potpourri business in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
And that's how we market it, at least. Smells
different. The different seasons we do. Like we just had pumpkin spice season. We just ran out of those. Right. Now we got to get the peppermint. We got peppermint.
It's super easy because all you have to do is go to that big chain coffee shop and get the pumpkin spice latte. And then wait like 20 minutes after you drink it and you have trash bag gas.
Well, not anymore. We've actually just signed a patent with that company you can actually request trash bag gas in. Can I get an extra shot of trash bag gas on that latte? Thank you.
Nice. Yes. It's
and they're like, just try it. They'll know what you're talking about. I promise.
Just try it. It's delicious. So next time you go to that big chain, Kent, you know what to order.
Yep. That's right.
Anyway, it's not weird. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Trash bag.
It's fine. Let's talk about As Above, So Below. That is the latest album from In This Moment. And it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular. Is that midget talking?
We're on a show.
Is there another midget
what
over
the
there?
Hell?
It's our producer.
It is. It's these freaking midgets all over the damn place.
I can't deal with them anymore. It's a good thing they're half price.
They're so short they can't see that we're actually doing a show.
Doing
right
a show,
now.
Guys. And they're union too. They're union.
They're union.
I can't even right now.
Damn it.
Continue. Yes, we're gonna go. And by the way, we're not editing that out. That's in the show. As above, so below.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
Well, that is the new music video.
Yeah.
It was
which
just
is awesome.
And you know, that one, it's a lot different from all the other ones because, you know, we had to do it during this pandemic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like, hey, you know, not like the other ones where it's like, hey, let's get the band together and shoot this music video and all that stuff. It's kind of like, okay, well, we can't get the band together. And how are you going to make a music video and keep it interesting, keep it unique? And so Maria followed this person, Han, who makes these puppets. She's always making puppets and doing these really cool, like little intricate videos and stuff. And Maria just loved them. So it was kind of an opportunity to just, you know, work with her. And so we all became puppets.
Nice. Yeah, nice. That's like this show. That's what we are on this show.
We are puppets.
Yes. Puppets. We're not actually real.
Sometimes I just kind of do this.
Where's the hand?
Don't worry about it, Kent. Don't freaking worry about it, buddy.
I'll tell you where the thumb is. Where's the thumb at?
Gosh, this guy. You bring him on the
look
show,
at his face.
And he just wants to talk about awkward things. I can't even.
It's like South Park, always pushing the boundary and never going away.
That's right. Ask Eric about the Shocker. He loves that one.
It's I used to dance under that name. Okay.
Can I just say that this year, y'all put out a song that definitely, it takes a lot to catch my ear, but man, I even still like it. I get bored very easily, but the in between was totally, I heard it on Octane when it came out and I was like, man, what is this? And I heard it. Did you have any part in the writing on that one?
No, not on that one.
Nah? But you drummed on it, right?
What's that?
You drum with it though.
No.
No?
No.
That was me, Parker. I did that.
That was Eric.
That was Eric, yeah. That one was kind of like I think that was the last addition to the record.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Wow. Though.
Yeah, so that one like almost never existed.
Oh, wow.
That was like, it was done on a day off.
Well, I know about it.
During a tour.
Wow.
They were kinda,
during a tour?
Yeah, during a tour. It was done on a day
holy
off.
Cow. That's pretty good.
Crazy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it. That's all I was getting to. I like
yeah.
it. It's good stuff.
That's a good one. We haven't even played that live yet, I don't
man,
think.
Man, y'all should do that. You know what? You should do it with
just
us
do it right
the
now.
First
time. Just go ahead and right now. Get on the drums and you'll just right do now. A you just yep. do a solo of that song. It'll be fine. We'll go ahead yep. and do it.
So that would be really, it would be pretty cool if we were set up for that type of
we
setup.
Will be. It's coming.
All right.
Now you have a website and it's kentdimmel.com. There's a lot of good stuff on this website. You can actually find out more about his drum clinics and the VIP snare experience, which we'll get back into that hopefully in 2021. But for now, you can just kind of get the information and find out what's going on over there. And then, of course, inthismomentofficial.com as well. Kent, where are you at on Instagram?
It's just at @KentDimmel_ITM. My last name's kind of weird, so two I's, two M's.
Okay. Two Y's.
He's an overachiever. He just likes to throw in a whole bunch of letters. Well, that's good.
You guys go on, find him on them socials.
Socials. Go get them socials. Yeah, that's right. Go get them.
You sound like when you do that, it reminds me of Marty Huggins. You ever seen that movie, The Campaign?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yes. Yes. It works better with our southern charm we have here in Tennessee.
That's right. Well, last question, man. Before we jump off of here. I'm clinching. When tours start back up, first of all, do you have anything in the books right now, or are you kind of just waiting for everything to just get back to whatever we're going to call normal again?
I mean, from what I understood, basically they just kind of took everything and just moved it a year.
Nice,
forward.
Nice. Yeah. Because 2020 is stupid. Yeah, we get that. Yeah, 100%.
So we were supposed to leave in March of this last year.
Ooh.
And that's like right when everything started happening. Yeah. So, you know, it was probably like a week before I was going to jump on the plane, and I got the call that like, hey, you know, this isn't happening. So they basically just moved that over a year, and they said, you know, we're going to move it over to March. Now, whether that's actually going to happen, nobody really knows.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, and I think it's going to be that whole process for every band and every fan, I think it's going to get a little weird in the very beginning, because, you know, there's so many other things that are happening around that. I mean, literally everybody had to switch gears and do something or nothing at all. So it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited in a weird way, I guess, but I'm kind of excited to see how that all pans out, because it's just weird, man. There's nothing normal about 2020 at all.
No.
Not one freaking thing. So I don't know, but anyway, we're gonna get through it with a lot of help from our friend Jack Daniels.
We're good friends.
Sponsor. Just, I like the subtleness of the sponsorship opportunities. I like that. I like them a lot.
Yes.
That would be a great sponsor.
I think they would. KentDimmel.com, InThisMoment.com, and RockCastShow.com. Go check it out. If you're watching the show, you can go find us on every podcast situation that's available. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, we're there.
That's right. Hey, like that iHeartRadio,
baby. Yeah, we're kind of like that creepy uncle that just never goes away. And then if you're listening on podcast situation, go to rockcastshow.com and look at us, I guess. We'll watch the shows, because you're missing.
I'd warn you on that one.
Plus we really, really need to get to 100 followers on YouTube. That's right.
We
haven't even done that yet. That's right. That's what we get for starting late. But whatever, it's fine. So go subscribe, go do all that stuff. Find out what Kent's been up to. He's got a lot of good drum videos. If you're interested, he's still doing the drum clinics. He's still doing well.
That's right.
It's via Zoom. Not necessarily a clinic. It's more of like a class, I guess, right? At this point.
Yeah, it's like just teaching one-on-one lesson.
Yeah. He's a good teacher. And
go sign up.
If you pay a little extra, he'll put on like nerd glasses for you. And you know.
And take off everything.
That's the exclusive late night
VIP access. Anyway, it's not awkward. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Thanks for watching the show. We do appreciate that. Again, we will be everywhere. So just watch out for us on the roads this season, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what else to do with this.
What he said.
Just do that. Just go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Kent, thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.